May God cleanse his church of all the high places, and may God remove the altars of the foreign gods and break down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images that man has created. And may God once again replace it with his presence, his power, and his glory. My friend, may the church get back to Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for coming back with us on Truth and Fact. And the Word of God is so good. Let this speak to your heart as we're dealing with the journey of King Asa. So what are some things that we can learn from this king? Well, number one, I know this. He brought reform to Judah. Now in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. When Asa became king of Judah, he made some drastic changes, changes that were pleasing in God's sight, changes that were according to God's word, changes that were unpopular with man, but popular with God. Listen, it didn't matter what anybody else thought. Asa was going to do what was right according to God. Now, apparently, some of the people of Judah had fallen into idol worship, and Asa knew that it was wrong and displeasing to the Lord. I'm sure that because of his actions, he made some enemies along the way, but he was determined to do what was right in God's sight. You know, as a Christian, we'll make changes that are based upon God's word. Not everyone will understand our convictions. Even family members might disagree. Some of the church won't like it either. Nevertheless, if we want the blessing and favor of God, then we must go about it God's way. As Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You know, I admire King Asa for taking the steps that he did. I know it wasn't easy, but it was right. He was determined to remove those things which were hindrances in the lives of God's people. Listen to this. He was even so bold as to have his grandmother, I know some people think mother, but grandmother Ma'achan removed from being queen because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And the Bible says that Asa cut down the obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. Apparently, there were evil acts of sin and perverted things taking place that he was determined to remove. I can just about imagine that World War III broke out when he removed his grandmother from being queen because of her sinfulness. You know what? It's one thing to make changes. But when you make changes that affect grandma, that's another story. But sin had to be purged and sin had to be removed regardless of who it was. Whatever the cost, if you don't remove that sin or deal with that sin, eventually it will deal with you. You see, what I find here is that his heart was right. Now, I know this might be difficult to swallow because many times people put family before God, but this is what Jesus said in Luke 14 and 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. In other words, there can be nothing that comes between you and God. Not family, friends, job, money, things. Jesus must be first in our lives. We must love him above all other things. He must have priority and preeminence in our hearts and lives. Asa saw that there were things that were getting in the way of Judah's relationship with God. There were problems like false worship, false doctrine, false teachings, false thinking. And they needed someone to come along to remove that which was wrong and restore that which was right. And Asa was the man, praise God. Let me ask you this, isn't that needed in the church today? If we have ever needed reform in the church, we need it today. Perhaps there are some things that we think we need in the church that we really don't need. Perhaps there are things that have been instituted in the church that has nothing to do with God and everything to do with man. My friend, man-made religion is not the answer. But getting back to the basics, getting back to the Word of God, prayer, Spirit-filled preaching and teaching, total reliance on God, getting back to Jesus. Oh yes, that's the answer.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.